The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We're talking to Ted DiBiase on SOS Radio. He's the Million Dollar Man from WWE. Ted holds 30 titles. Also manager for Stone Cold Steve Austin for many years. But how are you, Ted?
I'm doing great today, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. So, Ted, you were known as one of the greatest villains in pro wrestling history, and now you're an ordained minister and a motivational speaker. How did that transformation happen?
Well, brother, I tell you what. You know, it's kind of like I believe that if I continue to make the same choices, why would I think I'm going to get different results? And you change. So for me, I was allowed to rise to the height of fame and stardom in my industry in wrestling. Wrestling itself was just, I mean, we set a world indoor attendance record. What was that, WrestleMania 3? I came along just after that. And so now I go from regional wrestling to traveling the world in Learjets and limousines and having my likeness made into action figures, being put on video games and all that stuff. At home, I got a loving wife and family. And, you know, the fame, the documentary, the story that I wrote, the documentary that's been done about my life is titled The Price of Fame. The price of fame is what you make it. We're all subject to the choices that we make in life. But I let the fame go to my head. So I'm traveling the world and doing all this stuff. And that seems very glamorous. But what people don't see is they don't see you when you leave that arena full of screaming people and you go back to an empty hotel room in a city you don't know and you're staring at four walls and the TV, and then you do that night after night after night after night, year in and year out, and 90% of the time you're away from your family. That's when trouble starts happening. That's when you slide down to the bar and have a beer and it turns into two and three and what have you. And by the grace of God, there was never any addiction to alcohol or any other substance. But the bottom line was, my problem was women. And I was caught in adultery, having to face that and to realize that I had put the most valuable things in my life at risk solely to stroke my ego and to fill a void. And it was pretty disgusting. It was probably the worst I've ever felt in my life. And I was fortunate. I was fortunate because I have a wife who is willing to forgive me, number one, and willing to allow me the opportunity to redeem myself. And I took that ball and I ran with it. And today, probably happier than I've ever been in my marriage, as well as with my children. And I'm a grandfather now of three and soon to be four. So, you know, in 92, when all of this hit, I could have tried to hide it. I could have tried to make stories and make it go away, make up stories and make it go away. But I came clean. I told the truth. It's the hardest thing I ever did in my life. But as a result of that, the fruit of that decision is that I have the relationship with my family today that I have. And there's not enough money in the world that can fill that void.
Yeah. You look at forgiveness in a whole new light after you've been forgiven yourself, huh? We're talking to Ted DiBiase today on SOS Radio. He is the Million Dollar Man from WWE. He's going to share what he's learned about the power of forgiveness coming up in about 5 minutes on SOS Radio.
Current events. Cutting edge. Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're talking to Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man on SOS Radio. You might remember him from the wrestling world. And Ted, what's God taught you about the power of forgiveness after being forgiven for so much by your wife and your sons?
I've been on the receiving end of it, and but as I read Scripture, I'm commanded. Jesus says, forgive as you've been forgiven. There's no if somebody does this or if somebody does that. You know, you don't forgive because you're asked. You don't forgive because somebody deserves it. You forgive simply because you have been forgiven by Jesus Christ. And so now there's a lot of things that happen in life that make that really hard. I mean, you know, you have a child that gets hit by a drunk. I mean, there's so many things that happen, bad things that happen. And how could I possibly forgive that? And I would say this, you know, in your own strength, probably can't. But in God's strength, I believe over time, all things are possible. And that's what we're expected to do. And so, and my wife even says this. She goes, when you hang on to bitterness and anger, it's like drinking poison and expecting somebody else to die. The only one suffering from it is you. So if you hang on to it long enough, it grows. It's a baby at first, and then you just keep feeding it. And it gets bigger, and it gets bigger, and it gets bigger. And pretty soon, it's a weight you're carrying around on your back, and it says you can carry it to your grave. I thank God every day for the grace that I've had in my life. And as a result of that, you know, I try to do the same. I don't hold a grudge. I mean, you know, if somebody does me wrong, I try my best always to forgive them. And I've never, by the grace of God, I've never been in that situation. I've never had to forgive something that horrible.
We're talking to Ted DiBiase on SOS Radio today. So as a million-dollar man, what have you learned about money and the price of fame?
Well, the price of fame is what you make it. Again, it's not what people think. I mean, people look at famous people and they say, oh, what a glamorous life. Oh, boy, they got it made. It really can be a very lonely life. You wrestle in front of thousands of people and you go into an empty hotel room and you do it night after night. And, you know, it's like if you got, you know, movie stars, you know, if you realize the long hours, I mean, a lot of times those guys get up on those movie sets. They start like at 3 o'clock in the morning and they shoot all day and it takes forever. I mean, it's not all the glitz and glamour that you think it is. Nothing ever is. But the bottom line is, you know, you could, in my own personal experience, in that moment when I was making better money than I ever have made and I was enjoying all those things, when I realized that I had put at risk something money can't even buy, number one, the love and respect of a committed wife and the future and the stability and the peace of mind of my children. When I understood and realized that because of my selfishness, I had put all of that at risk, I never felt so low in my life. And it was as a result of that that I just turned it around. I made a vow. I said, I'm not going to be that person anymore. And I have tried since then to share. That's why I share my story, you know, in hopes that other guys can hear my story and maybe avoid the pitfall. And for a lot of guys, got a lot of guys that come up afterwards and they go, I'm going through it. But by hearing my story, they understand, you know, nothing's new under the sun. This happens to everybody, different things to different people. The bottom line is we all fall. We all fail in some way. There's no shame in falling or failing. The shame is in not getting back up. As long as you can learn from the experience and get up and keep going.
That story is told in a whole lot more detail in Ted DiBiase's new film, The Price of Fame. But it's interesting, Ted, about how this film is actually told from your son's perspective. Why don't you share a little bit about that coming up in a few minutes. SOS Radio.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.
There really is a price of fame. I'm Scott Harreld on SOS Radio. We're talking to Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. He's a former WWE champion. He was manager for Stone Cold Steve Austin for a long time, but Ted, in your new film, The Price of Fame, it's actually told from the perspective of your son about your life.
Correct. And I like that because, you know, my boys, you know, my wife, when all of this happened, said, these boys, in spite of what you've done to me, you're a great dad. I don't want to destroy that. So they don't know about this until they're old enough to understand it. Well, when they were old enough to understand it, when they started hearing it, they heard me share the story from church, the testimony. And I said, if they have any other questions, they'll come to me. But the questions didn't come until they were married themselves and had their first children. That's when the questions came. And again, it's in the documentary, and it was a painful process. But the one thing they did know was that we made it through, because obviously by the time they were asking the questions, they knew, they could see that their mother and I were perfectly happy. But again, I had to share with my boys the same deal. I can't give you a why. The reason is called selfishness. The reason is because, you know, I didn't have enough faith in God and what I should be doing. And my own personal pleasure at the time was more valuable than anything. And I was just selfish. There's no other way to look at it.
Ted, you started a ministry called Heart of David. And most of what you do entails working with a lot of at-risk young men and just seeing the potential in them and then working to make that raw potential into a real reality.
Yes, absolutely. Again, I live in Mississippi. Been here, I guess, 33 years now. We do sports camps, and we're going to be doing a lot of other things. But we try to focus on kids that are from poverty and at-risk kids and everything, and try to show them that there is hope, there is another way. You know, and I tell you, a little bit of encouragement goes a long way. And we live in a country here now in the United States. You know, 35% of our children being raised without a dad. And that's horrible, because every child needs the affirmation of their father. And don't misunderstand me. There's a lot of single moms out there doing a bang-up job, but they shouldn't have. They shouldn't have to do it alone.
We're talking to the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase, on SOS Radio. He was one of the villains in WWE over the years and a champion, even managed Stone Cold Steve Austin and worked with his career. But, Ted, ultimately, what are your hopes and prayers for your legacy on the long haul?
Well, I definitely don't want to be remembered as, you know, a legendary Hall of Fame wrestler. I would love to be remembered as a man who who tried to give back to the community, a father who tried to leave a lasting impression and a legacy to my children of just that, of compassion and concern, and doing something for people that serves their purpose and not your own. That sounds pretty funny coming from a guy who was the $1 million man, and I think that's the irony here. God's got a sense of humor. Of all the guys that could play that character, it ended up being me. And here I am now for the last 20-some-odd years telling people, you know, I am the composite, and the really true things in life are the total opposite of that character.
I think your ministry should be part of that legacy. HeartOfDavidMinistry.com if you want to get some more information. Or if you want to follow Ted's story, his new DVD, it's out right now.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.